Good morning, brothers and sisters. I'm a little bit confused in the beginning of the Mass because there are lots of instruction. There will be an honoring of the graduates, honoring of the mother, and sprinkling of water. And Father Ted told me that I saw him wearing already his habit, and he told, I'll be with you in the beginning of the Mass. I will help you sprinkling the holy water to people. That's why in the beginning I looked around, where is Father Ted? Yeah, anyway, it could be he's attending some very important, because I saw him already in the beginning of the Mass. He is with us. So let's pray for him. Anyway, brothers and sisters, today's liturgy, the sixth Sunday, is a liturgy of love. As I have mentioned it in the beginning of the Mass, today is a liturgy of love. The word love is mentioned 9 times in the Gospel. It is 9 times. And in the second reading, it is shorter than the Gospel, but the word love is mentioned 10 times. In the first reading, there is no word love, but there are words who represent a gesture or attitude of love, and there are 8 words in the first reading representing what is love. So we are rich in love in today's liturgy, the sixth Sunday of Easter. In the Gospel, as the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love. Just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this. This is my commandment, love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends, this is my command, love one another. And in the second reading, love one another because love is God. Everyone who loves is a children of God. Everyone who does not love does not know God, for God is love. And God's way of loving us is to send his Son in order that the world may have life. So the word love is so important with our Lord. In our reading mentioned the word love 19 times and another 8 similar words in the first reading, so it's more than 20 times. So maybe the word love for us is easy to understand. Even the kids, you can ask him what is love, especially the youth. You can ask him what is love. Yes, we know what is love. And all of us maybe have an answer. What is love? But we have a big problem, especially today, this time. We have a problem about love because attraction, desire, and pleasure, sometimes we misinterpret it as love. We have an issue, a marriage of the same sex. And according to the Vice President of the United States, when he was interviewed in the TV, and there is no problem with the marriage of the same sex, because what matter is this, whom you love. So he uses the word love. The question is, whom you love? Do you think it is love or a desire, sexual attraction, sexual pleasure? Because when the Lord say, I love you, remain in my love, love me too, there is no sexual desire in this word of love. And Jesus gave us an example of the best love on earth. It is the mother's love. Do you remember the word of Isaiah when Jesus quoted the word of Isaiah? The mother loves the child. But the love of God is above that kind of love. So our mother loves us. And today we celebrate, we honor our mother because we love our mother. The mother loves is the best example of love in the earth. But do you think the mother has a sexual desire to his children? No. And if we say we love our parents, do you think we have a sexual desire to our parents? No. So that's the love which God is referring to. And this is a big problem because they are using love. And there is a pastor also in a TV show and interviewed. And he said, and the pastor has married a man, a member of his community, a pastor married to the same sex. And he said, there is no problem with marriage with the same sex because there is no such things mentioned that having this partner with the same sex is a sin. And he denied the story of Sodom and Gomorrah. And he said, a pastor said, the sin in the Sodom and Gomorrah is not actually the sin that is committed by the same sex. That's why I was troubled. And last night, we have an argument about this topic. And one of my, he said, it's right. The vice president is right. He said, it is about love. The question is love, whom you love. But I said, no, because sometimes we misinterpret desires, pleasure, and attraction is love. And that is not love according to the gospel, according to the second reading, according to the first reading tomorrow. And he said, oh, are you going to mention that in the homily tomorrow? Yes, I will. If the president will approve the marriage of the same sex because of the name love, a misinterpretation of love, so if he will become again a president, what he will approve next in his term? A marriage for the dog? Because we can say, oh, I love the dog. So I can marry my dog because I love the dog. A misinterpretation of love. So brothers and sisters, the love mentioned in the first reading and in the second reading and in the gospel, which is mentioned more than 30 times, that love, there is no connection with sexual desire. So we should protect our youth for this misleading, for this misinterpretation of love. The love, in summary, from our readings. Jesus said, you love me if you follow my commandment. Do me a favor. So it's right. It's easy to love a children if they follow the commandments of the parents. Follow my commandments. If you love me, if you wanted to remain in my love, follow my commandments. And that is true. We can easily love other people if they do us a favor, if they follow our words, if they follow our commandments. It's easy to love them because they are following our rules, they are following our plans, they are following our words, our instruction, and our commandments. And God loves us more than that. Even we do not follow our commandments, God is always love us because he said, I am above the mother's love. Second idea in the gospel and in the second reading, love is an offering of our life. It is an offering of our service to others. Jesus mentioned in the gospel, there is no greater love than this, to offer your life to your friends. And this is also mentioned in the second reading by St. Paul, and he said, God's way of loving us is to give us his son, to give us life, to save us from our sins. And in the first reading, Love is acceptance of one another. There is a question from the Jews, and they ask Peter, why do you accept Cornelius? Cornelius is a Gentile. Yes, this is a part of our love. This is the commandment of our risen Lord, to accept anyone. Acceptance of anybody. So in the first reading, we heard that Peter accepted Cornelius, even he is a Gentile. So it means that love is acceptance of one another, even he is bad or good, he is black or white, he is ugly or pretty, he is attractive or not, he is rich or poor, even he is Christian or not, Catholic or not, small or big, professional or not, men or women, and young or old, and there is no mention of sexual desire. And that is love. So we should be careful, we should take good care of our young generations, because if we will not, we will mislead by our leaders by saying that this is love. So you can marry anybody, you can marry anything, you can marry your material things if you love them. And that is not love according to our liturgy today.